going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
I know this is right down your alley, Dan. You're a big EDM guy, right?
Is that what we're listening to?
I think. I don't know what... Pasta. Help us out.
Juice WRLD.
Oh, R.I.P. Is this the one he did with the Marshmello?
That I would have to check.
All right. Well, it's a popular DJ, Dan. He wears a big Marshmello head. You don't actually know. You never see the guy, but he just has a Marshmello
DJs,
head.
DJs, come on, man.
Dude, it's... What are you
doing as a DJ?
EDC this weekend in Las Vegas. It's like a three-day just drug fest in Vegas, Nevada.
Do they fall under the umbrella? Am I supposed to consider them as artists? Are they performers? Are they musicians?
Oh yeah,
it's a DJ.
Oh no, you're transitioning. You're putting together different beats, different flows.
The hell are we doing?
You got to read the crowd.
What a sad generation.
You never been in a mosh pit, Dan?
Mm.
Oh, it's actually horrific.
Well, actually, mosh pits. I mean, that predates you, mosh pits.
Yeah, oh, I hate it.
Well, the ones now are pretty violent. I got to tell you. The last concert I went to, there's some damage done.
Yeah, those first four rows is just like...
Oh, it's death. Dude, it's like, it's like back in the day, you read these stories about, like, cavalry charges, you know, and the French battlefields and Napoleon and all these, like, they glorify Renaissance warfare, and then you realize all the peons, all the peasants, the pikemen in the first four rows are just getting absolutely trampled. That's what a mosh pit is when you're at the front.
So speaking, before we get into the Warriors, yeah. I was in New York this past week, and I had a ticket to go see Hamilton, and it was late. I like, you know, someone said, hey, listen, someone left for you, and I was like, no, I'm not into it. I want to actually watch the Knicks game and just relax. And like, please, just go. And so I ran, and I went to the Rogers Theater in Times Square, and I was late, forgot to turn off my phone. Third row, literally third row. And the phone just starts blasting, and his mom's just checking up on me. And I was so close that I got the stink eye from one of the actors, like one of the background dancers, just looked at me like shaking the head. I'm like, oh, God, where's the off button?
The last press conference, I want to say game 6 of the first round series against Houston. So I'm sitting there in the pregame presser, and we're just waiting for Steve or something. And then some person's phone goes off. This happens occasionally, right? In a big press conference, someone's phone goes off and it's like embarrassing. Everybody's looking at him like, hey, what are you doing? So it happens right before Steve gets to the podium. And I forgive, it was one of the Warriors PR people, might have been James, goes, hey, all right, everybody, phone's off. I'm like, ah, okay, cool. So Steve starts going through his answers and his questions start getting answered. And I'm sitting right next to, shout out JD McPauley of the AP. And she's asking a great question. And I open my phone, and it's on Twitter in some video, and my phone is on full blast. And Ian Rapoport starts talking throughout the room off my phone, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm frantically, I almost threw my phone at the wall. I was so freaked out, and I got the stare of death, not from Kerr, but from multiple other media members that turned around like, you mother. In the middle of a postseason press conference. And apparently, essentially, you could hear it in the recordings. It was on SoundCloud. I felt so embarrassed. Not my finest moment, damn. All right, back to the
Bet Janie didn't break any face. She's
Pasta,
the best.
I'm not going to lie. Ritter handle Pasta, those you're things? Coming in hot. You might want to watch your volume there, brother.
How does Ritter handle those things?
Raymond? I mean,
yeah, would he look at you and throw you out? Or will
no,
have words
no,
with you?
No one gets thrown out. It's just like a thing you don't do. You kind of get the...
No, I know that, but what's... I don't know. I have no relationship with Ritter. What's Raymond Ritter like in those situations?
No, Raymond's the best.
He's the best. I know, but I'm curious.
They just won the McIntyre Award for, like, best PR staff in the league. It basically got created for the Warriors. And, in fact, I believe they also put in a stipulation. You can't win it back-to-back years because otherwise the Warriors would just win it every
year. Why am I drawing a blank on Ian Rappaport? Oh, Ian Rappaport.
NFL Network.
Who was the guy out of New York, Rappaport, who was the big basketball player, got into it with Kevin Durant and then basically was exiled? Who am I thinking of? He was a Barstool for a while. He's a comedian / actor, Rappaport.
He got into it with Jordan Schultz.
Jordan
Schultz said he would like physically accost him at some point.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Michael
Rappaport. You know
Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, remember him?
He was the Tingus Pingus guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sort of a YouTube guy. Let's go to them phone lines.
All right, let's go to City Boy. City Boy, kick us off here. What's up, man? Good morning.
What's up? What's up, E? What's happening? Oh, man. You know, post-mortem. What a depressing way to end because, you know, with Steph missing those games, it's like you feel like you didn't even get to really see the best, you know. Anyway, injuries are the worst way to lose, you know. I mean, like Aaron Gordon maybe missing game 7 would stink for Denver, right? Like, I mean, and Steph is obviously, it'd be more like Joker missing it. But anyway, it's a depressing way to lose it at the end of the season. But, you know, it's funny, listening to you guys, like, I know this team is so flawed, and I honestly agree with a lot of your assessments on the Warriors. But at the end of the day, I think we'd all agree, Steph doesn't get hurt. I think we'd all say the Warriors probably get past the Timberwolves. Kind of like what Draymond was saying. You can't say for sure, right? But it sure felt like they were on their way to the Western Conference Finals. And this is not a great roster, top to bottom. I mean, if anything, that speaks to just how great Steph is. But, you know, one thing that I'll say that is really frustrating as a fan, because I think, you know, with the right moves, this team actually could have a chance. Now, if the right move is like Giannis or something, that's you know, That would be awfully nice, but I guess what I'm saying is Draymond Green stinks. I'll just cut to the chase. I'm so tired of this guy. I'm just so tired of watching him play basketball. I'm tired of his antics. I'm tired of him telling, you know, he gets 3 terrible fouls called against him, which, you know, honestly, like, he's earned the reputation from the refs. They can't stand the guy. If they have an opportunity, if there's a benefit of the doubt play, he's not getting the benefit of the doubt. And he gets 3 terrible calls go against him, which were really rough. And I understand his frustration. And he starts basically saying to the team and saying to the cameras, I see what's going on. The spread is 5.5. You can't do that. You know, we all know about the spreads. We all understand the gambling aspect. As a player, you can't do that. It's a terrible look. So he constantly makes things about him. He constantly distracts from basketball. And he constantly gets the league against him and the refs against him. It's hard enough to win without all this extraneous BS that he brings to the table. And he's just not good enough anymore to make it worth it. And yet the Warriors stick by him and play him way more minutes than he deserves for his actual... He gets destroyed on point of attack. I know he was number 3 in DPOY. This guy cannot guard one-on-one unless it's in the post. He can't guard in space. He's a great help defender still. He can get in the post and get low and you know, he does some things well. He doesn't pass like he used to. He doesn't bring the ball up like he used to. He turns the ball over like crazy. And it's funny because, you know, they kick Clay to the curb with one season with Clay having a bad attitude and kind of being a bad apple, you know, and then they just kick Clay to the curb and they just stick by Draymond through thick and thin. And this whole thing about the angry black man stuff was really annoying too. It's like, no, you're a jackass. You know, you're not being portrayed as an angry black man. You're being portrayed as a jackass, and you portray yourself as a jackass day in and day out, season in and season out. And then you have the nerve to tell everybody that you're being treated like an angry black man. No, you're just a jackass, and we all see it. Everyone sees it but him. Everyone but him. He's the least introspective human on the planet. Get him off my team. It just sucks because he's like Steph's best friend, and Steph just won't let it happen, you know. I get it. Like, Steph's the guy, and so, you know, we'll all put up with it. But also, when you bring Jimmy in, you have a wing that doesn't shoot. What's the most important thing for wings these days? It's shooting. And I like Jimmy, but the problem is when you pair him with a Draymond, they talk about J.K. not fitting because he's not a great shooter. The problem is Jimmy, because Jimmy doesn't shoot. So if you have Jimmy doesn't shoot, and then you have Dre who doesn't shoot, and then you bring in guys like GP2 or TJD or Kevon Looney who can't shoot, you have a team full of guys who can't shoot around Steph Curry. And that's a conundrum. And I wish they'd make the tough decision and just get Draymond out of here. Anyway.
No. I got you, City Boy. I want to get some other people in here. It's a great call. And I can feel the passion. You must have used jackass like 6 times about Draymond. Tell me how you really feel.
A good call. He knows his hoops, man.
He does.
I just want to go home.
You know, the thing about Draymond.
I've met City Boy. He's a very nice guy.
You know how boring it would be without Draymond? I'm one of those that I have, like.
We got Jimmy Butler now.
But he's no Draymond. He's not going to do the sound bites like Draymond. Draymond makes things entertaining. I know that everybody can get on Draymond Green. The one thing I would say about Draymond, like, if he's a future Hall of Famer, and if he's considered part of this recent dynastic run out of the Golden State Warriors, that he's on the same level of Steph and Clay and Kevin Durant.
Sure.
Well, then when Steph goes down and one of your star players go down and you're headed to the HOF, how about leading your team to a win? I get it. That's not what it is that he does, but
Or not anymore.
It's just sort of like when people go after him and say, well, no, you're just a product and you're sort of hanging out of the coattails of Steph and the boys, although you're good and you got a role, but, you know, let's not get things crooked. If Steph is out, how about winning us a game? How about actually winning us a series if you're that guy?
But he's not. I mean,
I know, but I think it needs to be highlighted.
He never has been, though. I mean, Draymond Green has never been that guy.
But
to
I
win
do
you a
think
series.
That there is this sort of like perception that he is part of and on the same level of all of these other foundational pieces that led the Warriors to the NBA, the 4 NBA championships.
I think he's seen as he filled a void that they didn't have, which was quite clearly an emotional, physical on-court leader. They didn't have that. Steph's not that guy, with all due respect. Klay Thompson wasn't that player. Kevin Durant wasn't that player. But I would also say this, of all the, if you want to really put it like the three dudes, he was the lowest paid out of all of them. I mean, Clay was a max player. Wasn't a super max player like Steph.
That's a good point.
I mean, Draymond was always paid significantly less than both of those guys. So, to me, that's where you really see where his value truly lies. But to look at him like he's not a winner, to me, is...
No, he's not. He's a winner, definitely. But I'm just saying, I think that we need to sort of recognize his role with the Warriors. And if he's a Hall of Famer and considered one of the greatest of all times, well, to me, you can help your team at least win a game or two, at least push it to 6 games and give Steph and your team a puncher's chance. But he can't even do that.
Well, but that is wherein lies the issue for me regarding this team. It isn't Draymond Green so much as it is he, Butler, and Curry are at stages where they need more help than ever. And the Warriors can't provide that, because they rely on them more than ever. I would love to see, like we were talking about Kuminga earlier, and the Warriors are probably going to trade him. If he comes back, you can't have Draymond Green be a center. Like you can't do it. I don't think you can play him 30 minutes a game anymore. Draymond Green, in a perfect world to me next year, is coming off of the bench. And it's as much to preserve his best defensive capabilities as it is to allow someone else to step in and play the majority of those minutes, because Draymond can't do it anymore. In a 16-game series or 16-game playoff, you need Draymond Green. I do think that this team defensively operates at its best when Draymond is playing his best. But we saw him game to game. Some games he looked 25 years old.
To the caller's point.
Some games he looked like he was 45 years old.
Would you trade him?
Draymond?
Yeah.
I don't really know what you could get for him, to be honest. I would not trade him, though. I would not. Because I don't see anybody else on this team.
All depends on value.
No, true. I mean, it's insane. Same for Kuminga, honestly. Like, if you can't get anything good for Kuminga, I don't know why you just let him walk for nothing. I think you try to bring him back. And that's really what I think is the most likely path to him returning. But as far as Draymond goes, I wouldn't trade him because I still think this team operates at its best defensively when he's there. To City Boy's point, yes, Draymond is... He can't defend like he used to. Certainly not one-on-one on the perimeter. But he was still a top three defensive player of the year. And it's really just because of the three-month stretch of basketball he played when Jimmy Butler got here. You need that come postseason time. You just do. And I'm not the biggest Draymond Green fan, and I want his role to diminish. But I do recognize that he plays an integral part in this team.
No, there's no doubt.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also the number for the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yeah, I'm kind of with you, 510. You, the man, give us a bunch of chances. Well, that's kind of what the Warriors are trying to do. Just give him a chance. Let's go to Stott in Berkeley. It's not Terry Stotts, is it? Stott, what's up?
No, it's Scott.
Oh, Scotty!
What did you just do to Panama?
Oh, that was Zach. Zach, welcome to the program. What's up, Scotty?
Here's the way I would start it. Evan and Dan, did the Warriors outlast the Lakers in this postseason?
Yes.
Okay. Did the Warriors outlast the Clippers in this postseason?
Yes.
Then it's a win.
Is it because you don't like those teams?
Yeah. Again, given all that we had to deal with in the media with those two teams through this season, I kind of look at it as, yeah, we got, you know, we were still here when they were packing their bags. So that's my first issue. There's no shame in losing to Minnesota. Not this year. I thought, look, Finch has everything on a string. And to be honest, I thought that Ant played a great game five in the Lakers series after the 43 in the game four, because when they were blitzing him, he started getting the ball moved around. I thought he played a very mature, very intelligent game. And again, the issue with Finch was once they got leads, he did not have to take Gobert off the court. And everybody was dead after that. That's the first problem. Randall was fantastic. I think Finch intelligently, while he starts Conley, he gets Conley out and he puts in Alexander Walker or he puts in Dante, and the backcourt really just takes off on people. We have to keep remembering this, no matter what. Basketball is a game that rewards the youth or the younger team. This team is not young. Neither were the Lakers. Neither were the Clippers. So those three teams are gone. I enjoy watching teams mature. Minnesota has matured. Whatever happens tomorrow between OKC and Denver, you know, maybe OKC has their time. Maybe it's their time, and then we end up with OKC and Minnesota. You know, Evan and Dan, obviously when you say the Pacers and the Knicks, you're expecting blood, mess, you know, a whole lot of finger pointing and, you know, punches occasionally being thrown. But let's be honest about this. We're so looking forward to that series.
I got you, Scott.
Anyway, gentlemen, take care. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. Yeah, we're all looking forward to it. I can tell you who's not, though, Adam Silver. You imagine Indiana, Minnesota in the NBA Finals?
That'd be gross. That would be gross.
I think it might, like, I mean, what, was it a couple of years ago and it was Denver-Miami? It was like the least viewed finals. And I know people say, you're a real fan of hoops. You're going to watch and you're going to be, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not. People are praying right now that, actually, I don't even know, really in the West, it's all mid-market teams. Minnesota, Denver, OKC.
By the way, when we're talking about teams that are still standing, it's rare that I call out my own number. But let's just harken back to a couple of months ago when I told you, live on the air here.
What did you say?
That two teams at the time, when everybody's like, oh, Cleveland and OKC were on the trajectory to win 70 games. There was one guy who just said, neither team that wins their respective conference is going to this year's NBA Finals. What? Are you out of your mind? You know what you're talking about? Cleveland.
Well, to be fair.
Sayonara.
We don't know that yet
OKC.
About the Thunder. They could very easily
good
win
night,
tomorrow.
Everybody.
They could win tomorrow. You don't think they could beat Minnesota? I think it'd be a good series.
That'd be a fun. That now that and
Cleveland
I would love
also
to see
Cleveland also broke down.
Minnesota and the Knicks would be fun because of the Nova Knicks and DiVincenzo. I love that commercial. By
I would love that series just for the storyline of who won the trade.
Yes.
Who won? Cat or Julius and Dante?
And at this point, it's one of those that, depending on who you talk to, it's benefited both teams.
Oh, it's been great. I think both teams have – it took a while.
I would say the Knicks a little bit more because Randall was not this guy in the regular season. But Randall now, wow.
You can make a case that he was the best player in that series against the Warriors.
Like a strong case.
I know that Ant had the most explosive spurts, totally took over in the second half of Game 3, Game 4. And had 10 assists in the closeout game in Game 5. But Julius Randle, and that's, again, to my point about Draymond, why I don't think that you can play him as much as you do, because I just saw him worn down by the end of that series. Julius Randle was kicking his ass. I don't say that often about Draymond, but he looked old against Julius Randle. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Remy's been hanging along very patiently. Let's go to San Jose and talk to Remy. Good morning. What's going on, Remy?
Hi, my name is Romany.
Oh, Romany. 0 for 2, Zach.
Yes.
Spicoli.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
What's up,
fascinating
man?
Conversation, and I think you guys are hitting all the high points with regard to the postseason analysis here. I want to touch on three things, if I may. The first thing is, I think I totally agree with the concept of having another big in the team, because going back to our first championship in recent times with Bogut and then Kevon Looney, and then I think you made the comment about why, you know, Steve Kerr likes the four-guard lineups. But if you think back, when he was with the Spurs, you know, the Spurs championships all came with Tony Duncan, you know, at the head. So I think, you know, a big would make a lot of sense, it seems to me, not only to help Draymond, but in general, you know, guarding the post as well as, you know. Today it's very difficult to find anybody out there. All these bigs are shooting three-pointers. Hardly anybody's playing the post and things like that. So I don't know who you'd get out there, but I think a big is very important, number one.
Appreciate that.
Second point you made about JK's... Sorry, go ahead.
No, all you, Romany.
Okay, so basically the second thing about JK is absolutely true. He doesn't fit, and you made the point about why he's not a Klay Thompson because he just doesn't shoot. And the other analogy that comes to mind is somebody who plays a one-on-one type of game is Kevin Durant, but Kevin Durant is far superior skillfully in skills compared to JK. So I think he just doesn't fit in there. So, and the third point is about the caller made, and you guys talked about Draymond. Absolutely. He may not be a jackass, but he certainly is, I think he's outlived his usefulness to the team, it seems to me. And really the bad guys in the old days are people like Dennis Rodman and Pierre Lambert, who are just thugs, you know. I wouldn't call Draymond in that category. He just reacts like that. So he doesn't go for that. So, but I'm thinking about a possibility where you would think about a package where you would take JK and Draymond and trade them together. Maybe you'll get a good quality, another shooting guard type person as well as a center, you know, a big.
I got you, Romany. Well, I'm going to play something for you on the other side. Mike Dunleavy Jr. was asked about the center position, addressed it. I think we're both in agreement that they need a big deal.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I like the way you throw me a hand grenade with 5 seconds left on the shot clock.
I call it the Pajemski.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, 888-957.
45 feet from the hoop. What do you want me to do with this thing?
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to address it. Romney's got some heat, and we got some more coming for you on the other side of war.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Praise this week.
This week on 95.7 The Game.
Help me out, Dan. I just got a concussion.
What'd you just do? I heard it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Well, I was trying to go get this football. You're flicking around the sales area. This guy, I swear to God, people, if you don't know Dan Devone, just give him a pigskin and he'll be transformed back into a six-year-old child.
Love it. Love it. Everywhere I go, I could be late to my wedding, and if there's somebody playing catch, I will take time out to throw the football around with them.
Well, you missed me like J.J. McCarthy. I had to go down and get the ball, and then I walked up and banged my head on some glass.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. Speaking of J.J. McCarthy, he and Justin Jefferson were courtside at the, I think it was game 5 of the Timberwolves. J.J. McCarthy might be one of the most unoriginal people.
What did he do?
He was just literally repeating everything that either Justin Jefferson was saying, or the same phrases over and over, like, hey, trade ball, or hey, attaboy, attaboy. Like,
oh, they were mic'd.
Yeah, they're all mic'd up so you could hear what they were saying. Justin Jefferson was like talking to the players, and everyone, of course, was walking over and saying hi to JJ, the real JJ, the Jet. And JJ McCarthy was just like sitting there nodding and saying, yeah, man. Like, everything that he said, Justin Jefferson would say something cool. He's like, yeah, man, and then he just repeat what he'd say. Like, come on, man, you're the quarterback.
I'd say, you know, being mic'd like that gives you sort of insight to a little personality quirks, which I kind of get. Listen, I'm good with the T-Wolves celebrities and the people that they'll like get those, as they like to say in the television industry, cutaways, like if it's J.J. McCarthy or Justin Jefferson. But when they show A-Rod, oh, God, then I'm like, I hope you lose, Minnesota. I just went from, yeah, I'm sort of neutral. I like Ant-Man. There's nobody on that team that pisses you off, that pushes your buttons, and you show A-Rod. I'm like, dude.
Well, you got a vendetta against A-Rod.
Come on, who likes A-Rod, though?
You just don't like that people thought you were the same person 20 years ago.
A-Rod and I, yeah, we have history.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Dan was the man in Seattle, and apparently he and A-Rod...
Don't like sharing top billing with anybody, including you.
Yeah. Well, although he brought Bonds courtside, that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
I'm always glad I can see
them. Did they say more than three
Lamar.
Words to each other, though?
Probably
yes.
not. Oh, what? Are they best friends now?
I was there for that, yeah. So they were talking for a good, like, hour and a half.
Well, I would hope so. They're sitting right next to each other.
A-Rod's got nothing to say. Zero personality on that guy.
Well, there's not a lot.
During the game, though, was weird because A-Rod was clapping, you know, getting all hyped up. Bonds did not move. Warriors would score. Bonds did not move. Timberwolves would score. A-Rod would go nuts. So it was a bit of a weird weird tandem.
He's a fanboy. A-Rod.
A-Rod's just, don't get me going on that.
I'm in on Bonds, out on A-Rod. All right, kick us off here. Let's start this segment out. Warriors this week, Evan Giddings, Dan Devone. We're halfway home, by the way. We got another hour and a half for you here, wrapping up the Warriors season, which, of course, came to a skidding halt in Minnesota. All right, let's go to Jan in Mountain View. Jan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Evan. How are you?
Oh, superb, Jan. Thank you for asking.
Okay. First off, I'd like to thank both of you. I've enjoyed listening to you on Saturday mornings. It's been very, you know, been a pleasure, and I've learned a lot. But yesterday I was kind of turned off of those press conferences because I know they want to, you know, put everything behind, you know, to help Steph. But I have a few questions, and I was telling the producer, I said, you know, I always thought, you know, who on that coach's staff with Steve? I mean, I want to know, I always thought that there was a developmental coach somewhere on that staff that was responsible to help out the younger players, and especially JK, if he could not fit to where he could fit. And, you know, I don't see anything. I don't see any progress. But when the first time that JK has a good game, or if he goes somewhere else, who's going to get the credit? You know, they're going to give it to Steve. Well, you know, he doesn't development. He doesn't. You know, he wants veterans. He doesn't want to play the younger people unless he had an instance like Steph went down in this last series, as you all know. And I just, you know, didn't think that was fair. And another thing, I agree with you, Evan, that Draymond should come off the bench because he gets into early foul trouble, and he should come off the bench like the Iguodala role, and maybe help the second unit and be able to preserve his body. But I also want to point this out, since they want to roll this back with these three veterans. How are they going to preserve those bodies when you don't have a bench they're going to have to take the load management, not all at the same time, but who's going to be on that bench that's going to be able to carry that team and be able to, you know, win those games? Because they should, if they want to make it to the playoffs next year, they should do better than the seventh seed and be able to preserve their bodies. But I don't see that, you know, I don't see that happening. And everybody around the league is getting taller and faster and younger. And here we are, the oldest team. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Jan. Appreciate the call.
Jan.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Jan.
That's, you know what? That's passion, man. That's what Sports Talk Radio was built around, people like Jan.
Jan in Mountain View, I also need in my life.
We all need a little bit more of Jan. Look, I think she hits on a lot of important parts, though, which is, you know, the big conversation we're having. That actually reminds me. And Jan, thank you for leading the horse back to water. This is what Dunleavy had to say about looking for a center, which can help, to Jan's point, Draymond Green, hopefully help them also get a little bit younger. Where is it here? Dunleavy, center. Oh, how we can get bigger, more athletic. Here we go.
You can get bigger, I mean, more athletic, you know, more skilled in terms of shooting, passing, defending. I mean, I think we can improve in a lot of areas while at the same time knowing we've got you know, we're shored up and good in some areas. So we'll look to do those things for sure. You can do that. You know, we'll look at trades, we'll look at free agency. But yeah, I mean, that's always, I know around here, the buzzword size. I'd love to have an ability to play bigger, you know, with Draymond and Jimmy in the front court. And we can always go to our, you know, our ace in the hole with Draymond at the center, which we did basically from February 8th on. And I think we're 27-8 with that lineup full, including the playoffs. So it works. It's just the question is that sustainable for 82 games? I'd prefer not to have to play Draymond at center for 82 games.
Yeah. So I think what I hear there, Dan, is they're looking for a new center, a different five, but it sounds like it's got to be someone that can shoot because Draymond and Jimmy are probably going to be out there in the most important minutes. So it's almost like, and I know that Quentin Post maybe profiles as a five who can shoot, but then is someone that's a little bit of a liability on defense. They're looking for a better version of Quentin Post is kind of what I hear.
I think they just need an athletic big, and I don't mean to override the GM of the Golden State Warriors, just an athlete, somebody who can get up and down, who can go the full 94 feet, that can fill it on a break, who can get in the dunker spot, and you can step out, maybe give you a three, but you don't need, that's so difficult to get a stretch five who can also defend. If you're going to get one of those guys, well then, you know, his name's Cooper Flagg. I mean, there's not a lot of them is my point. You're not just simply going to find a guy like that and plug him into the five spot unless you were willing to trade, you know, Steph and Jimmy Butler and the rest of that team and give up all your draft picks. So they're not just lying around is my point. Maybe Gafford, because Dallas has got so many of those guys.
Yeah, he'll be available.
We won't get into names. I'm a big Nick Claston guy, by the way.
I know you are.
But here's the thing is that you should have addressed this a lot sooner. And I'm not going after Dunleavy because every button he's pushed, he's been right on, except for Schroeder. But this is something that you cannot, you gotta, small ball has been great and you can still use variations of it. But let's get into 2025. The big has returned. Look around, all right? Not only look around the regular season, but certainly in the postseason. It's the Joker, it's Cat. Everybody has got a big. Hell, OKC's got two of them in Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren. You need a serviceable big. The idea of Draymond playing at the five was cute, and he can do it, but to his point, you can't do it over a sustained period of time. And it comes at an expense where he has nothing left in the tank, not to mention he's 36 years of age when it comes to the most important part of the year, that being the postseason. Go find an athletic big. It doesn't necessarily have to be a shooter because there aren't any of those guys, or at least what it is that you're going to get in terms of what it is that you can trade or the assets that you have. You can't bring back an athletic big who can shoot, but somebody who can rim run and rim protect and not be a liability when it comes to defending the opposing team's bigs.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's really hard to find one of those players that are that. Because to me, Dan, if I'm looking at what we learned from the Minnesota, and I would even say that the Houston series too, you know, yes, people are correct in that you have Steph, you have a really good shot to beat Minnesota. I would also remind people, you were a Buddy Hield 30-point game away from losing in seven and blowing a 3-1 lead. Like, you needed a miraculous Game 7 performance on the road from a player that could not hit a shot in the next series and is Buddy roller coaster ride, Buddy Two Fingers. That player is the reason why you were in the second round. So while I hear that you're close to the conference finals, you were also close to a first round exit. So what I feel like what I learned from the postseason, they need a big who can defend, that can take pressure off of Draymond. And by the way, some of these players or needs, it might come from the team itself. It could be a Trayce Jackson-Davis improving. It could be a Quentin Post getting a bit more physical over the course of this summer. But what I'm saying is they need a rim protector. I think they need a creating guard, someone that can initiate the offense better than Pajemski does. Or maybe Pods can take that next step.
How about just a point guard?
Well, they have one. His name's Curry. But they need a backup point. You're right. I think that they do need another wing. And you need shooting. I mean, that was really what was on display against Minnesota, is that when Steph Curry is not in the game, you have nobody that you can count on to hit a three-pointer game in and game out.
That was silly.
I mean, my God. Like, I know that he walked last summer, and I heard it a couple times, and we were both proponents of it, but it's like, yeah, I think you did miss Klay Thompson. Like,
yeah, I don't think Klay's that guy. His days, he's another one of those.
Someone that could
guys.
Shoot the rock and is not afraid to take and hit a three.
I mean, you pointed this out to me all year long. You got that guy. It's Buddy Hield. His numbers were better than that of Klay Thompson. But, yeah, I think that the removal of Steph really highlighted. And we can get into Pajemski. I don't know what the hell happened to him. I still am a Pajemski guy. I think you can still have a future in Pajemski. Let's open up some of these phone lines, man.
All right. Well, someone's got a surprise for Dan. Martha in Vallejo?
Oh!
Martha, good morning. How are you?
We're showtime.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dan. Long time no see.
Martha, how are you, man?
Doing well.
By the way, can I just tell who Martha is to everybody that may not know?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the lovely mother of one Shamari Block.
Oh, hello, Martha.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
It's Evan, but that's fine.
Yeah, we call him Joe Jabroni.
Oh, Evan.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no. Evan,
very nice
I'm
to
sorry.
Talk to you.
I heard somebody say Evan. Okay, how are you, Evan? I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm doing great. The sun is out at China, and I'm with my guy Dan, so it's a good day.
Hey, you know what? Martha and I got something going on, so everybody else aside from me is irrelevant, Joe. So just get used to it.
What's is that Shamari in the back?
Oh, golden pipes. Look at him hanging in the background.
I got somebody for you, Dan, but I just wanted to say hello. And one other thing, I want everybody to leave Draymond alone.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
That's all.
There he is.
Yeah. What's up, man? What's up with y'all? How y'all been?
Showtime.
Block is hot.
What's going on, man? What'd you think of the series? What do you think of the state of the Warriors?
So first things first, man, Jan kind of stole all my thunder. Thanks a lot, Jan, because... My whole thing is this, and I'm going to say it like this, right? Steph Curry is like cool water or any kind of excellent deodorant, right guard, whatever. Steph Curry has covered up what has stunk about this organization in general for about a decade, man. And to Jan's point, sort of, it's like, think about it this way. Who was the last impact player they have drafted? Everybody's like, they need a big, they need a this, they need a that. They need an impact player. And counter to what everybody believes, right? You are not just going to magically, we're going to trade three first round picks that mean nothing and get Giannis, or we're going to package Jonathan Kuminga, who we don't want, and get whoever, right? So like the failings of this organization has been, they haven't drafted well, they haven't developed well, like Jazz talked about. And it's all been covered up because Steph Curry is awesome. And when Steph Curry is awesome, he's covered up for all this stuff. And I mean that both in the sense they have to draft and develop, and you see what happens when Steph Curry goes down. Everybody looks like they've never played basketball before in any kind of meaningful way. And I think that I remember Kevin Durant many, many years ago when he was with the Warriors. He said, they asked him about the system, and he said, well, Steph Curry is the system. And during this last series when Steph was out, and the offense looked like, what are they doing? I'm like, Steph Curry is a system, and that everything in this team revolves around Steph Curry. So when you remove him, you have no offense. I mean, of course there is an offense, right? But you don't really have an offense. Nobody knows what to do without Steph Curry on the court.
Well put. I mean, I'm right there with him. I think that when you see Steph, you know, because we fall under this sort of, well, they're a good basketball team, and we like these pieces. And then you remove Steph, and you're like, what the hell is this? Who put this mess together? Like, this is not even a formidable basketball team to beat anybody.
I'm with you, but, like, you take Michael Jordan off the Bulls, what are the Bulls? You know, you take Kobe Bryant off the Lakers, what are the Lakers? You take, I can't imagine, but you take Wilt Chamberlain off the Philadelphia Sixers, like, what are they? You take Steph Curry off this team, they're not the Golden State Warriors. So I do agree that there was some things that maybe the Warriors could have foreseen, could have done to prevent maybe them losing four straight games. And it sucks because all indications were that Curry was going to be ready to come back for game six. So you really just had to win one game. But the fact that the Warriors look so different without Steph is a reminder that, yes, this guy is indeed who we believe him to be, which is one of the greatest players of all time.
It is, I think, a testament to just how great this dude is, man. He's amazing.
He's incredible.
I think if Steph is, what's amazing, you know, as much as I say that this is not a future that I would invest in with three old guys to get me that fifth ring and to get through an 82-game schedule, I just think that's delusional. But I will say that, again, for this year, where I do think that there was some vulnerability when it came to the West, that...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
There, it's plausible Steph gets you through Minnesota, and then it's wide open. You can't convince me, yes, they'd be heavy underdogs to both Denver and OKC, but they're beatable. And then if you're meeting the Knicks or the Pacers in the NBA Finals, I'm giving the Warriors a shot again. They're going to be clear underdogs, but that window was ajar for the Warriors this year. As much as we want to talk about how old that basketball team was and running out of gas, that the level of excitement that they generated, I think, was real when you think about the possibilities this year.
No, but I mean, but playing the what-if game is so tough. You know, again, Steph was 4 for 12 in Game 5 against Houston, 9 for 23. Like, he didn't play great, really, until the tail end of Game 7, like that second half. I mean, again, they were very close to getting eliminated and blowing a 3-1 lead to the Houston Rockets, which, by the way, you and I sat up here on that Saturday. It felt like everyone thought that they were going to lose that game. So while Steph, yes, could have helped them get past Minnesota, they were dangerously close to also getting eliminated in the first round.
Well, but they didn't.
Yeah, they also didn't beat the Timberwolves.
I recognize that. But so,
I'm saying is playing the what-if game is kind of irrelevant.
Oh, I'm with you there. I'm just saying that when you talk about his importance to this basketball team, that if Steph Curry is healthy, and I know I'm going what if, but who's to say if we weren't to walk down fantasy lane that there was a pathway to an NBA title this year?
Well, I think you and I both believe that this, I don't know if we want to go there, but this might be their best shot, or might have been their best
shot. If you're going to keep these three, this is your shot. But again, if you just get to the playoffs,
if you can find a way to use your younger players to go out and get established starting caliber players, I don't think it's potentially their best shot.
Well, that's just it. There were two things that were exposed. First of all, that these guys are old and that they can't, when they reach down, there's nothing there, especially when the series shifted to playing every other day. At the Warriors roster, because it was so old, got exposed. And also, what got unveiled is that quote-unquote youth or the talent or the assets are just not ready, at least at this point, and that's being generous. And I'm talking about Moody, Pajimski specifically, that your younger players are these so-called assets. I don't know what the hell it is that you're going to trade them for, because they're not very good right now.
510, you can't tell people that the what-if game is irrelevant. You will have no content.
Oh, I love you, man. You're so sensitive to what people I don't, have to say. You are the best.
I don't get people, man. Let's go to Dave in San Jose. Bail us out, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I've told you this before. You will end this season retaining your title as best dog walking radio in the Bay Area. So I just really enjoy listening to you on a Saturday morning. So
thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Hey, I respect Steve Kerr personally. I think he's a good coach, but I think we're at the point now where we just got to accept young players and him. They just don't mix. They don't work. Trade all our young players, get veterans, and give it a shot. I mean, it's just, you look at, I mean, where do you start? Where do you stop on this? I mean, it happens so often. We ended up just taking it for granted and just viewing it as normal. But including the last game against the Clippers in the playoff game, Jonathan Kuminga was benched as often as he played, including those two games. Third leading scorer on the team. Who in the heck in the history of basketball has benched their third leading scorer in the playoffs? I mean, gee, I don't know how to use this guy. So rather than as a coach figure it out, why don't I just bench him? Number one. Number two, am I the only guy that was really bothered with how all the veterans who played poorly in that series, Pajimski is the guy, he lights up in front of 20,000 people and in the entire country in that game? I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me. And he says Pod should never pass up shots. Well, you're also on record as crushing all these young players for taking shots in the middle of the shot clock instead of looking for Steph, who's relocating. So if I'm a young player, I've got a shot here, but hey, there's 13 seconds on the shot clock. I can't shoot yet. How confusing, you know, that must be for young players. And then, you know, there was a guy who kept shooting in that series, and it was Moses Moody, and he benched him because he did keep shooting. So, and I know people talk about, oh, we could, you know, Kuminga, we should have drafted Halliburton, we should have drafted Franz Wagner. Who to say that those two guys wouldn't exactly be in the same situation Kuminga's in now? So, if we had drafted one of those two guys. So, believe it or not, I do like Steve Kerr, respect the heck out of him personally, but at this point, let's just go all in on veterans, try to win a championship if we can here in the next 2 years, and then we'll just, you know, have to recreate this thing and deal with 3 years from now. So anyway, those are my thoughts. Be interested in getting your guys' thoughts. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Hope you have a fun dog walk this morning. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with him, Dan. I know we got to hit a break here in a second, but it's something that you've echoed too, which is, you know, basically, Steve Kerr likes who he likes, and the other guys, not so much.
Well, think about Steve Kerr. He's aligned with these guys as well. He's got 2 years remaining on his deal, so what's he going to do, blow it up and start anew? That's for a younger man with a lot more time in life in terms of his coaching tenure.
Well, I have some thoughts about it, but I want to tell you kind of where Dave has taken me on the other side, because it does have to do with this idea of what Steve Kerr wants and if that's the best route for the Warriors, who are clearly going down a particularly old avenue. All right, I see you, Melinda. I see you, Jocko. I see you, Mitch. We'll get to your calls on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also for the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Evan Gettings, Dan DeVone back after this. Warriors This Week.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.